Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. A 30-year-old Voorhees man is arrested after a crash in Atlantic County that killed a beloved state social worker who was also a new mother. Stephen Search is charged with vehicular homicide in connection with the death of 29-year-old Karina Castillo. Investigators say on the afternoon of April 3rd, Search was speeding across the Black Horse Pike when a Chevy Equinox struck a Honda Civic driven by Castillo. Previously, police had said that the force sent that Civic into oncoming traffic. A New Jersey woman wants Wendy's to pay for making her sick.
The Essex County resident is suing the fast food corporation, claiming she was hospitalized after eating food she bought from the Wendy's on Central Avenue in East Orange back in April of 2022. The plaintiff bought a Junior Cheeseburger Deluxe, a Caesar salad with pomegranate dressing and Parmesan crisps for $18.41. She soon started experiencing nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting and went to the hospital the next day where she was treated. The woman claims the incident caused her emotional distress and she wants Wendy's to pay for her medical expenses and the wages she lost for having to take time off work to recover. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Spotted lanternfly eggs should start hatching in early May here in the Garden State. Joel Zatowski with the Department of Agriculture says the area of Bergen County recorded a big jump in activity last year.
I don't expect it to be any worse, but the areas that I would expect where we would receive most complaints or most treatment activities would be in that northeastern region of the state.
The invasive pest is established in every New Jersey county. And four musicians are being honored tomorrow at the Bruce Springsteen Archives and Center for American Music in West Long Branch. John Mellencamp, Jackson Brown, Dion DiMucci, Mavis Staples will receive the foundation's second annual American Music Honors. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should you make tomorrow an indoor tanning day? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Clouds will increase tonight. It will be breezy. We'll have a shower in a few spots toward daybreak. Lows will be in the upper 40s. Breezy tomorrow as clouds give way to some sun at times. There will be a couple of showers around, perhaps a rumble of thunder. High temps in the mid-60s tomorrow. But those showers and storms gone by the end of the day tomorrow. It's going to turn out mainly clear tomorrow night and chilly with areas of frost, even a freeze in some areas. Lows will be down into the 30s and sunny for Thursday, a cool day, highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 58 degrees in Somerville, 50 degrees Asbury Park, 57 degrees Woodbury. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by A Seat at the Table. Are you ready for change in New Jersey? Join Bill Spadia and New Jerseyans across the state at A Seat at the Table's convention on April 30th at the Palace in Somerset, New Jersey. Go to ASATTNJ.org to register and use code Spadia for a discount. And by Levinson Axelrod. Attention all veterans, families, and survivors impacted by toxic water at Camp Lejeune. The window for seeking justice and compensation is closing. The deadline for filing a claim is August 10th, so act now. Call Levinson Axelrod or visit their website, njlawyers.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.